A Boundless Reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and good evening. I hope all of you are having a good week thus far. I would dare say, even now, there is probably some surprise between the Notre Dame and Georgia game that's going on right now. I anticipated that Georgia would probably have a chance at that one. But anyway, such is the events that occur with sports, you have an idea of maybe who the better team will be. And then there is a surprise. You know, quite stunning was that game yesterday, too, for those of you who enjoy sports. I sometimes get excited by watching football games, but that Arizona State and Texas game, what a doozy. What was it, double overtime? We had a delicious dinner, by the way, yesterday evening. My wife had fixed some collard greens and black-eyed peas and some other fixings that came along just in the right nick of time. So got to have some family over as well. So, yeah, we're kind of hunkered down for the night, and temperatures are going to be getting colder. So I guess, you know, those soups or beans or whatever it is, it's, I guess, winter food maybe. Time for hibernation, baby. Yeah, I just said baby, didn't I? Oh, my. So just kind of wanted to jump into a thought process that sometimes I feel maybe we all experience from time to time. And, you know, I've always said that there is a 100% guarantee that, you know, there may be some kind of letdown or discouragement, disappointment may come, especially when we're just, you know, endeavoring in the daily process of human relationships. You know, people will say things or make the comment of, hey, I'll email you later, or I'll text you later, or, you know, again, different things, and nothing in particular that I'm specifically implying. I'm just saying that there are instances where we would say that somebody mentions or makes a statement of stating what they will do, and then whatever it is that they committed or said, maybe that doesn't come to fruition, if you will. And, you know, sometimes we could say that, well, you know, maybe they just forgot. Maybe, you know, it's not that important. Or maybe we, even to be honest, maybe we forget about it. Somebody has said something. You know, one of the things I guess that I would encourage you in that too is maybe be the opposite of that. So like one of the things that I've ran into a lot is like when people will maybe open up to you, either at workplace, or you may have those conversations of, you know, like Reagan does, the Reagan and some other people at our church have Wednesday night meals that we kind of help orchestrate and get that cooked up for everybody. And then, of course, you know, afterwards there's the cleaning of the pots and the pans and the hustle and bustle. And, you know, in those moments of conversation, you know, you may have something that pops up, and somebody may share something that they're going through. Or even at work, you may have an instance where you have a coworker that you had lunch break, and something comes up with maybe what they're dealing with. And where I'm going with that is that whenever a situation arrives to where somebody is in a position themselves to where they they maybe could use some consolation or some encouragement or prayer, mostly prayer, because a lot of times that's what we'll say. We'll say, you know, I'll be praying for you on that. My advice would be pray for them right then. Because 9 times out of 10, you will forget. You may think about it. You know, you may think about it later, possibly. But if it's me, I'm going to probably forget. My wife reminds me all the time of things that I forget. And I always remind her that that's why I have her, right? Anyway, get out of jail free card. So what's so fascinating about all of those interactions is that, you know, God is not operating in that way. And then to see that in the flesh and how he displayed that authority, I think there's a Bible verse that helps us gain some encouragement and insight. That little noise, I don't know if you heard it, but there was a seashell. It's made out of a basketball. It was kind of bouncing around. I'll set that right there. It's in the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 35. It says this: on that day, when evening came, he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side." So Jesus is on a boat, or he's fixing to get on a boat, and, well, I mean, he could just pick everybody up and they could go, you know, this was before Air Jordans. And he says, "Let us go over." And he says, "Let us go over to the other side." So not only the importance of going over, but the destination. And we read on, and we know that a storm arose, and Jesus basically hushed and, you know, rebuked the storm. And of course, there was some fear amongst the disciples. Again, we find ourselves in a lot of ways, I think, and I'm speaking this from my past experience, is that maybe we put God in the same measuring cup because we're so bombarded by April's mannerisms and interactions with us on a daily basis of saying things but not actually doing them. And so that puts within us some doubt, some second guessing. But I would want to basically lend out, or maybe throw out, an idea. If Jesus has proclaimed it and said it, it will happen. He told the disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." A storm came, and things didn't probably look as maybe what the disciples thought the things should look like. Sound familiar? I know that's very, like, elementary said. We find ourselves in a position where maybe that's where we are. We know what Christ has said. We know what the Bible says, and we see the letters and read the words, and maybe even go every Sunday and listen to a Sunday school lesson or a small groups lesson or the pastor, or, you know, the preaching and the teaching, and however that may goes, but, you know, what did Jesus say? He told his disciples, let us go over to the other side. I feel that we can take confidence in our hearts when we hear those words that basically anchor us in the midst of such uncertainty. So we go back and we see time and time again, you know, you never heard once Jesus say, I was just joking. I said that, but that's not really what I meant. He never operated that way, nor will he operate that way. It's not in him. Sin is not in him. Deceit, deception, it's not in him. It may be in us, but praise be to God that Christ, being a perfect sacrifice on our behalf, and we see his life revealed through Scripture. We see his interactions with people that are very transparent and real and profound in such a way that we read the Word of God and we're just amazed at how peaceful those words are. You know, we have acquaintances of either friendships, not acquaintances, friendships, people that I think are going through some difficult times in our family. You may know some people. But you know, the truth is that when Christ proclaims it, it's not anything that is done, again, for some material or earthly value. There's eternal value in the fact of what Christ has done, and it's through his power and his working. And so when he speaks these words, it's a done deal. And isn't that true with him? We don't have to be worried about him not keeping his word. And I think that was the reminder to the disciples. Because later on, it says in verse 40, and he said to them, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? My brothers and sisters, I would pray that you would take the words of Christ and understand how important it is that when he says something in his word, it will happen. The gospel, the good news of Jesus, and what Christ can do and will do for anyone. He can save. He can rescue. So when we look at these words and Jesus says, let us go over to the other side, we take confidence in knowing that we are in good hands. Not the Allstate commercial, but we are in our Heavenly Father's hands. And when he says something, it's for certain. A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and I look forward to speaking with you again.